Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the number one Bengals podcast. I am your host, Daddy McDuke. I am joined by Dr. Hoji the Electric Esmoji. And we have a very special guest here today to preview the Bengals' upcoming Thursday night game with the Cleveland Browns.
With the Browns.
I am so excited to have a man on the show who spearheaded the 0-16 perfect season parade that really, in my opinion, pushed the Browns to be more aggressive in their moves, to go out there, take a chance on Baker Mayfield, do so many things. And this guy is a published author. They have textbooks about his ideas and just an amazing, amazing overall personality. So here he is, Chris McNeil.
Wow.
Welcome. Thank you for working in the book too. The check's in the mail for that. Yeah, I appreciate that drop. That was nice.
And I take 5%.
Yeah, yeah. I love getting commission. But Chris, so look, last week, the Bengals and Browns both lost.
Unfortunately,
they both lost, and there were some ugly games, but we have one thing that we can both look forward to that will be different this week, which is that because they both play in the state of Ohio, which has been under control with the whole situation, they're going to have about 6,000 fans, I think, in the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Governor DeWine, I think, has allowed that 6,000. That's kind of the limit for both stadiums. So, yeah, I think we're going to have about 6,000 fans. That's about the same as most Cincinnati games, though, right? Late in the season.
Oh, you went there fast.
Oh, yeah. I took that shot.
Well, no, it's okay, Chris. It's okay because I actually did some research and it's actually about the same number of people that are above the poverty line in Cleveland.
Oh,
so that's right. No, I was just reading about the city.
I would say, Chris, why do we need to fight, really? We have George Clooney, you have Drew Carey. Everybody's got something.
Yeah, right. It's like a steak is a steak, you know? Whether it's made from like turnips and, you know, soy, or it is like one of those fancy Japanese steaks. You know, George Clooney obviously is the latter. But Drew Carey is technically a celebrity. Yeah. And he's
lost a lot of weight. I mean, who has looked better over the years? I mean, some would say Clooney. I mean, that's your obvious go-to.
I think all would say Clooney, yeah.
Right, right. Well, let's say a high percentage. But Jim Carrey has lost a lot of weight. So I think he has probably gotten overall, he's probably progressed a lot.
What's funny is he's such an insignificant personality. You got his name wrong. It's Drew Carey and you call him Jim Carrey, which shows you.
Drew.
He doesn't,
you know, he's lost so much weight. He looks like
count.
Jim now.
That's right. He does not count.
And I mean, look, hosting The Price is Right, that's an achievement in and of itself. It's certainly not being hundreds of millions of dollars and married to Amal Clooney like George, but, you know, it's a thing.
No, I am so good at that game. I mean, when it comes to the prices, because I'm always checking out the prices and arguing with people. Did you know one time I go to the 99-cent store and the cologne that they wanted to purchase was, the box was a little bit torn. So I go up and I ask for a discount. They gave me 96 cents.
Wow.
Nice. And so, 3 cents
off. Because
I
knew it. Yeah, it was not worth 99 cents. Yeah.
Right.
But Chris, the question we have is, are these the same old Browns? And what I mean by that is not the old Browns, because
are there new Browns in towns? is what we're asking.
Yeah, because look, the Browns, the original Browns, before the reboot, they won the first four or all 4 years of the AAFC. They won all championships.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, and then they won the championship in their first season in the NFL, and then they won three more, and then they were still around, and then, you know, Bill Belichick was the coach, and then the owner sells them, I think in the middle of the night, sells to Baltimore. And then they have the reboot. Now, the reboot, I was thinking, there's a lot of reboots these days.
Right.
Right? Like, right. Like
especially the popular movies and things like that. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing to do.
Like the Roseanne show or Fuller House. Right. I would say the Brown reboot was about that successful, except the only difference is those things kept their same old casts. Whereas with the Browns, it's new a whole cast. New cast. It's more like the new Ghostbusters.
Right, I mean? Right. With I'm with you.
With the ladies.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
It definitely had that vibe.
Yeah, you lost the old Ghostbusters. Like we had Bill Murray, you know, we kind of had Bill Belichick there, right?
That's
right. But he's not in the new reboot. Not in the new reboot at all. No. And actually went to another town and I guess was fairly successful, you know, in Boston. Yeah.
It depends on how you measure success, with wins or with art.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, you know, I will say this. It's not always about winning. It's how you play the game. And the Browns are such good at sports because...
Not really.
Well,
not really.
No, I was just going to say...
Fans are. Browns fans are better at losing even than Bengals fans. And we're pretty good at it.
No, that's true. We have had a lot of practice.
I have never met a Browns fan who brags.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Anymore. Yeah. Yeah, we're a dying breed. Like, I remember the mid-80s when we had a little bit of swagger with a guy by the name of Bernie Kosar. Felt pretty good. And that's when we'd really lock horns with you guys in Cincinnati. You had Boomer Esiason. It's a great, like, Monday night matchups. You guys had the icky shuffle at that time, which drove me nuts. You know, and we kind of had Mac and Metcalf. Metcalf had a great move against you guys on a Monday nighter. I remember that very well. 1989. It was just a classic. But yeah, those days are long gone. So, you know, like my kids and you know, probably their kids someday, they haven't seen the success of the Cleveland Browns like I have of the mid-80s of making it all the way to the AFC Championship twice.
Well, I was just going to say, Chris, I appreciate the gamemanship. And by that, I mean, your whole team is named after, I used to think it was named after Paul Brown, but then your team would be called the Cleveland Paul Brown. But they're called the Browns, which is named after the whole family, including the successor, Mike Brown, who is a 5-time customer of the year at Payless Shoes, by the way. And you are, I just want to say, you are basically saying that your whole team, your whole success is basically tied to Mike Brown. And when he is out of the picture, you're probably going to have to rename the team the Blackburns because his daughter is going to take over. And I think they're just going to do that out of respect.
Right. Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Mike Brown seems to be doing really well down there in Cincinnati, isn't he? I mean, he's giving you guys everything you need in terms of practice facilities, personnel. I mean, he's one of those guys that's willing to spend no matter what. He's kind of like Jerry World out there. With Dallas, I think he's kind of Cincinnati's version, from what I understand, right? Mike Brown's if like
only.
That down there.
Yeah, if only I read what you're saying, and you're right. He is an incredibly frugal man, and we have paid the price for many years.
But this year has been different. This year has been a little different. Let's be fair.
This year has been different. He's spent. They opened up the wallets this year.
Did they? Do you have an outside practice facility, or is it inside? Or
Chris, the weather in Cincinnati is so nice.
It doesn't matter.
No,
just play outside.
We're a southern. We're almost. It's almost the south.
Chris, it's not about
it is the south. I will give you that. It is the south.
Chris, you have to
agree with that.
You have to be practical. If you're not planning to play into the winter, into January, you know, sure. I mean, you know, maybe one or two games in December. It's cold. That's it. You know, if you're not planning,
Chris, my mom always said that if you love someone, you give them something you love, and we showed the Browns all of our love when we gifted you with Hugh Jackson. Is there greater gift? Is there a greater gift than the gift of Hugh Jackson?
Well, I mean, and then we re-gifted him back to you guys as the assistant head coach.
No,
it was the assistant to the head coach.
No, I can't
remember which.
No, that was a rumor. It never happened.
Are you tired of vacuuming your house day after day, but your run-of-the-mill robot vacuums just lack charm and a vague sense of sensuality? Well, you're in luck because Qisan Incorporated, located in Guangzhou, China, has created the Jeff Goldblum robotic vacuum.
I'm Jeff Goldblum.
Enjoy the wit and animal magnetism of Jeff Goldblum.
You kill me, baby.
With the efficiency of a remote-controlled cleaner with a 5-layer HEPA filtration system.
Ow.
The Goldblum Vax nickel-based battery pack has even been designed to resemble that cheeky smile we've all grown to love. Try it today.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
So look, let's just get to the game, okay?
Let's get to the game.
So last game, the Browns, I think by their standards, had a great game. You know, a narrow loss by the Browns standards.
It's a sliding Odell Beckham scale. 38-6. Yeah. You know, we kept it under 40. I mean, the spread was 8. I mean, Vegas was giving us all kinds of respect coming right out of the gate right there. And we only missed it by, you know, 26 points or so.
But seriously, Chris, what do you say? Like, tell me, seriously, do you see that game as jitters of having no preseason? Really?
Yes. I blame it all on COVID, actually. I think this Browns team would have been ready to go. I think we would have won 38-6 if it wasn't for COVID and the lack of preseason and people having to wear masks. I mean, there were just so many problems that the Browns individually experienced that no one else did. So I think it really affected us.
I mean, I realize, all had the same problems. But here's what I'm saying.
No. It always affects us differently. Come on.
Really?
Come on. Yeah. We're targeted for all this stuff, obviously.
Well, I want to talk about the game a little bit. Because Odell Beckham, I'm really worried about him, about trying to cover him. The man had 10 targets last game. He was targeted 10 times. And Baker Mayfield and him are clearly developing chemistry because he completed three of those passes for 22 yards.
Baker did not look good, Chris. I'm going to be the sarcasm translator. I was one of those people who really was interested to see what would come of Baker. And I watched some clips. I didn't watch the whole game, but I watched some clips of the Browns and the Ravens. It wasn't pretty to watch Baker play. He was underthrowing. He just looks, his head's not in the game. Do you agree with that? His head is not in the game anymore. Someone has gotten inside of his head and it's not the game in there.
And it's not the same Baker. He's just got more of the same problems that he had last year. He was overthrowing a lot of guys last year. He was inaccurate, even on short passes.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more of the same. And I was really hoping, because last year we said everybody else was a distraction. He had some, expectations. And expectations are very, very difficult for a young quarterback. So that was tough to shoulder. This year, he's got a new focus. It's really kind of a tuned down, not all the machismo. He's going to go out there and be very businesslike. And it seemed like the same result, if not worse, based upon what we saw yesterday.
I would say so. And the odd thing for a lot of us who, it's like you'll see Baker on like a commercial or you'll see him like his face
at home with Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah. And I don't get it. Like, I mean, no offense, but why? I mean, there's nothing special about him anymore, poor guy. And I think that perspective. From our perspective, I just
from his perspective, it's a check.
But I think it hurts the game. I think that the illusion, the Wizard of Oz atmosphere around Baker Mayfield has not been good for him. And something is wrong. That man can play much better than he's playing. I'm not saying that he's an elite talent, but the Baker Mayfield I saw play in that game, that's not him.
Now, what's going to be interesting to see is whether you have the same type of situation with one Joe Burrow.
I don't think so. I think that Burrow, and I'm not just saying this from a fanatical fan perspective.
Insert something from a fanatical fan perspective. Go ahead.
I'm about to insert it. I would say that Burrow has much more
confidence.
Confidence, self-confidence,
Come on. You guys will get rid of that fast. We do that in Cleveland all the time to our quarterbacks.
That's true.
Baker Mayfield, he came in with a lot of confidence. That was gone. Come on. We did that to Baker. You guys are going to do the same thing to Burrow. Behind that line, that confidence is going to be shot.
Okay.
Well, we got to do that to Jackson
against the Browns, but within the next couple of weeks, that's going out the river. Going down the river.
Chris, the reboots. Browns, or shall we call them the 2016 Ghostbusters, in their entire existence, they have not... Look, Tim Couch was number one. They have all these guys, nothing. The Bengals, meanwhile, look, we took Andy Dalton and made him a decent starter for the first 5 years. We had Carson
Achilles
Palmer.
Achilles Smith.
No, that's one we missed on.
That's
him.
Our saying, Achilles Smith heel.
Chris, I'm saying the guys who are actually talented, okay? So Carson Palmer... The biggest crybaby in the history of the world. It's a fact. You can look it up. He's the biggest complaining.
Guinness Book of World Records. Biggest crybaby.
Right.
They had to actually measure it.
Yeah, but he had success. But look, I want to pay you a compliment. I want to pay a compliment to Baker. And I think that he could be the next Andy Dalton. And I will tell you why.
I don't think so.
That doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good.
You know, I was reading The Athletic. Well, I wasn't actually reading The Athletic because
Behind a paywall. Yeah, I was going to say it's behind a paywall.
Yeah, no, I was reading on the Dog Pound. I was reading the summary of the Baker Mayfield analysis on the Dog Pound. And it was saying 50 NFL executives and coaches have Baker Mayfield in the third tier, which means that he needs a great supporting cast around him. Sounds like Andy Dalton, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're both about 6'1", 6'2", from Texas. They both do not have mental fortitude. They fall apart when the pressure hits them. All of that is stuff. I see him as the next Andy Dalton. So I see you guys as eventually, you know, maybe winning 8 games.
Well, let me just say.
And we can make it to the playoffs every year and be out in the first round. Is that kind of what we're going at?
Yeah, we can do
it's not that bad, Chris.
Why don't we just go ahead and go all in and get Marvin Lewis? I mean, he's not
you know
anything,
honestly
right?
honestly
just bring him in, bring him underrated. In we could be highly mediocre,
I will say, Chris and Daddy, I find myself in the odd position, in an unusual one, of actually defending the Browns. I think the Browns do have one thing going for them this year, and that's the run game. What I saw in that Ravens game was a really excellent run game. I think that the problem is you can't have a successful run game without the pass threat, and they don't have that right now. But the run game was amazing.
Yeah,
And you can't run the ball too much when you get down early, unfortunately, because we were averaging like six yards from the run and like 4 yards by pass. So, I mean, Chubb's going to light it up this year. It will happen, but we cannot fall behind like we did in that game.
Yeah. No. I was going to say, Chris, I mean, to be fair to Baker, okay?
Let's be fair to Baker.
The man has had no luck with head coaches. He had Hugh Jackson. Then he had Greg Williams, who did okay. And I think it was actually Ken Zampezi who helped him a lot. But they decided to keep Freddie Kitchens instead.
Yeah. That was regrettable.
Yeah. And then he has his fourth coach, Kevin Stefanowski or something, right?
Stefanski, close enough.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he'll be gone in a year. But here's the thing, Chris. Yeah, I mean, it's
they don't even bother with the nameplates anymore. They don't even change them. They just keep it open. You got to earn a nameplate after 2 years.
They got to just put coach on the door.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you this, you know, I have a friend who actually does the show with me, and similar to him, he's been divorced, 18 times now, I think. Yes. But it's never his fault. It's just bad luck. And I think the same thing with Baker.
It's not luck. He's talking about me, Chris. And I will tell you this. Any man who gets divorced a lot will tell you it's not me, it's you.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I've been divorced once.
You know how it is. I have been paired with some mean ladies who did not
18 straight. I get you, man. I feel it. Yep. I feel it.
I've got so many stepchildren. Really, you could say in my case, it takes a village.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris, I know you have to go. You have another show to do.
I do.
Big
I
show.
Do.
Big
I
show. Do Chris, you want to tell us who you're interviewing? Because it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Rajai Davis, who is a Cleveland Indians slugger and nearly lifted the Cleveland Indians to the 2016 World Series title over the Chicago Cubs. But unfortunately, there was a stupid rain delay. I do not think that this was a legit rain delay. You know, a couple of drops came down and all of a sudden Major League Baseball called a rain delay. Completely killed all of our momentum. Very controversial. And the Indians ended up losing to the Chicago Cubs, and the rest is history. But Rajai Davis is still a hero in Cleveland for what he did.
Where can they find
sports, Ohio sports teams, there's always something.
There is always something. That's exactly right. Reflog _18, you can just watch it right on my Twitter. I'll have it posted there in about 20 minutes when he's on.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to meet the real McNeil, Mr. Chris. I enjoyed this. We hope you'll come back on the show maybe sometime.
Oh, absolutely. This was a blast, guys. After Thursday, when my Browns are going to trounce your Bengals.
Whoa.
Trounce.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard the Browns fan brag.
There you go.
Historical moment.
Watch out, Joe Burrow. We're coming for you.
Well,
the coming out party is canceled.
Let's see.
How about that, boys? There you go. I'm coming strong. I'm coming strong right here. Go, Browns.
It's a gender reveal party, and we don't know what the Browns are, really. Yeah.
That's really exactly what this game is. It's like it's supposed to be a lot of fun. Everybody, it's on national. Everybody kind of gets around the TV. It's a gender reveal party. And at the end of it, we're going to end up setting something on fire, and it's going to be a huge tragedy that everybody's going to walk away from feeling badly about.
In Ohio case, it's probably going to be a trash can. Yeah. Everybody's got to subscribe. Everybody's got to give the podcast 5 stars. And follow McNeil on Twitter. He's funny.
Reflog _18.
That is all we have for this show. We will see you next time. So long. To speak to you. Guys.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.